You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training Podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Suzanne Burnett. Hey, Suzanne.
Hey there, Maggie.
All right, so we're talking all things Christmas this month on the podcast. So what Christmas movie would you choose to live in for a week? And I specifically made it for a week so that you don't feel like this mm-hmm. has to be for the rest of your life.
Oh, okay. That takes a lot of pressure. Okay. So my favorite Christmas movie is The Holiday with Cameron Diaz and I think Kate Winslet. Mm-hmm. And so I love that movie. But the thing I love most about that movie is where Kate lives, mm-hmm. that little English cottage that she's in. Yes. I just love it so much. The storybook, I just love it. So I would love to stay there for a
week.
That
sounds lovely.
In that little town.
Yeah.
It would be so great.
You could have your own little holiday.
Yes, that would be so
fun.
I think
that sounds lovely. I think I would probably just choose any Hallmark movie. I just like the idea of not having a lot of conflict in life and having just a lot of simplicity and holiday merriment and just general easiness and fun and joy.
Mm-hmm. So, fun fact, when we lived in Mississippi, our little town, they filmed a couple of Hallmark movies there. Yes. And they filmed them. It was actually the summertime.
Oh.
And so, And so, like, they had the fake snow, but, like, people, it was so hot. So if you're ever watching those movies and you see all the people in the coats and their faces are red, it's not red because the cold, it's red because it's so hot outside.
Oh, gosh. What made your town such a great spot for filming holiday movies? I was going to say they must do Christmas really well, but I guess it doesn't matter if they do Christmas really well because it was in the summer.
Yeah, so they even put up we have like a tree mm-hmm. that was like in the middle, like town square. And they even put that tree up like in the summertime. It was it was July, which kind of like Christmas in July was so fun. Everything was decked out. But yeah, there's a main street that's just really cute with like a lot of the old little stores and just, it's a historical town. And so just by the river, so just real
that's
cute.
That's so fun. You were living in a Hallmark movie.
I was not in the movie because I didn't have time to do that, but several friends were.
That's fun.
Really neat.
That's fun. You'll have to tell me which ones they were. All right. On this episode, we are discussing Unit 16, Session 3, which is titled Daniel in the Lion's Den. And this is focusing on Daniel chapter 6. Daniel and his friends were taken to Babylon. We've seen how Daniel and his friends glorified God through their obedience to his commands and refused to eat the king's food. Then we learned how King Nebuchadnezzar had a golden statue built and commanded the people to bow down to it and worship. However, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to bow down, and God protected them from the fiery furnace. This week, we'll hear how Daniel trusted God and continued to pray to him, even when he was told not to. Our story points for this week, for preschool, it's Daniel trusted God and God protected him. And for kids, it's the same. Daniel trusted God and God protected him. All right, let's head into the part where we talk about areas that need a little extra prep or instruction. So, Suzanne, why don't you start us off with preschool?
Yes. So this week there's an activity called Make a Button Stack Prayer List. And so for this activity, the leaders, you're taking Play-Doh in a ball and you're putting it on the table and then taking wooden skewers and putting it in the Play-Doh just to make sure to cut off those sharp ends and then stacking buttons for the different things that the kids can pray for. But in place of those buttons, you could use those large rotini noodles. They're a little bit wider, and so that would be easier to stack on that skewer.
That's a good idea. All right. In kids worship, there's a game called Laser Maze. And if your environment allows it, you might want to consider setting this activity up in an unused room ahead of time and then bringing the class over to that room to play when you're ready to do that game. All right. Let's wrap up and talk about what we are excited for in the session or what stands out to us in this session. So I was reading through this Bible story, and, you know, this isn't the main idea of this story, but I think it's a good thing to point out, especially for our elementary kids. We really want to be wise with who we allow to speak into our lives. this story gives us a great example of what can happen when we allow people who aren't practicing wisdom or who have ulterior motives in their own lives sway us on decisions. So King Darius let himself be convinced into signing a permanent law that he could not undo, even though he liked Daniel. And the voices that we allow to influence us are important, and it's good for kids to start learning that now.
That's a really good word, Maggie. And the other thing I love about this story is that it's such a great visual of God as our protector and rescuer. Like, kids, they'll see this week how God protected Daniel from the lions. And I love the connection for older preschoolers in our Christ connection this week. It says, Daniel trusted God and was saved from the lions. When we trust in Jesus, he saves us from our sins and gives us life with God forever.
I love that. Thanks for sharing, Suzanne. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids and preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for preschool and kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.